Romans 13:8 says, "Owe no one anything except to love one another." What's he saying? He's saying that we have a debt that never goes away. You can pay off your taxes, you can pay off your mortgage, but you can never say, "I'm done loving you." Love is the only debt that must be paid every day. There's no due date. There's no limit. There's no final payment. And the balance doesn't drop whenever you make a payment. It stays the same. The apostle gives four examples out of the second table of the law. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. All of these commandments, he says, are summed up in, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Think about this. All the laws of God are summarized in one word, love. Think of it like what we know about the spectrum of light. All the colors of the rainbow exist within white light. All of the colors exist. It looks white to you, but within that light is red and orange and green and blue. White light carries all the colors of the spectrum within it. Love is like that. All of the commandments exist within this one word, love. So the law of God is not the enemy of love. It's the pathway to love. Also, every thou shalt not carries a positive and reciprocal command. For example, do not commit adultery. Instead, be faithful, be loyal, be happy with what you have. Thou shalt not murder. Instead, show mercy and repent of your anger. Thou shalt not steal. Instead, be generous, add value to others. Thou shalt not covet. Instead, be glad for the success of others and be content with what you have. Paul also says at the very end of this section, love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. So every relationship in our lives, in marriage, in family, in friendship, in the workplace, in the civil sphere, is built on this single debt, the debt to love. Here's how Alexander McLaren said it. Every man is our creditor for that debt. The debt of love is never discharged. This is a reflection of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In the gospel, Jesus Christ took our place, him for me, grace alone. Because God loved us when we were his enemies, we are now charged to love others as our friends, even though they might be enemies. This is the law of love, and it is a debt that can never be paid off. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.
Scripture Applied is a production of Church and Family Life. Visit churchandfamilylife.com for more resources.